Penguin Random House Audio presents Showdown, Thurgood Marshall and the Supreme Court Nomination That Changed America, by Will Haygood. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman. Prologue. Bound for Room 2228. The hunger for Negro freedom began as soon as the first slave ships from West Africa and Brazil landed on America's shores. The desire to be free constituted a fierce, undying impulse. All through the 17th and 18th centuries, however, the ships kept coming. While Great Britain ended its participation in the international slave trade in 1807, America, which relied on cheap labor for its cotton production, did not. In time, there would be uprisings and bloody insurrections, led by the likes of Denmark Vesey in South Carolina, John Brown in Kansas, and Nat Turner in Virginia. Abolitionists bolted from horse-driven carriages into state houses, railing against slavery while displaying pictures of men, women, and children in chains. Slavery, they were constantly reminded, was intertwined with American law. Let the South have her Negroes to her heart's content, and in her own way, and let us go on getting rich and powerful by feeding and clothing them, the Chicago Times advised. President Abraham Lincoln's threat to end slavery ignited the Civil War. On New Year's Day, 1863, Lincoln issued his Emancipation Proclamation. 3.5 million Negroes were to be set free. The bold decision stunned members of the president's cabinet. As Secretary of the Navy Gideon Welles would put it, the decision was fraught with consequences.